we've gone as far as being able to identify which floor plans each house had, and we can, and we're gathering insurance carrier information so that we can do things like send an email out to individuals that say, you have, you know, floor plan A and insurance company Y. Do you guys want to work together to make sure you're getting the same cost per square foot estimates that everybody else is getting? It's power in numbers. And also, it's power.
Are you lobbying City Hall?
That does help too. When you do have about 950 people behind you and you call City Hall, whether it be policymakers or staff, they tend to be, not that they weren't responsive before, but they, you know, they know that it's not one individual on a corner saying, hey, here's my specific situation. It's, hey, what are you doing about these 950 people in this area? So, and they also, conversely, they know that it's a way for them to pass down information so that they can get information to us and we can get it out in an efficient manner to our residents so that people are kept as up to date as possible on what's going on with the city and policymaking.
I'm KRCB News Director Steve Mencher. Also on the Forum program in late January, Director of Santa Rosa's Office of Planning and Economic Development, David Guin, distinguished between rebuilding in areas like Coffee Park and the city's continued goal of building more densely downtown.
The rebuild effort is really dictated by the current land and the current land use and what's allowable. So this area that was impacted, specifically Coffee Park, is a residential area. This is typically a single-family home zoning, and that's what the type of unit that's going to go back. The one aspect to that is that we have put policies in place to encourage and allow accessory dwelling units, which is essentially a granting unit or a second unit. And that's something that statewide we're looking at as a potential solution to our housing crisis. And so as people rebuild their unit, we're looking at how can we facilitate that? Can we reduce fees? Can we help the process? Can we speed it up and allow them to have potentially a rental property on there along with their single family home? As far as new building in our downtown core and other areas of Santa Rosa, absolutely we're looking at density bonus and other things that we can encourage increased density to maximize the use of our land to generate the needed housing that we need in our community.
You're talking about a state law that permits density bonuses up to 100% beyond the present zoning rules, and you're going correct. That high potentially?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at that. We actually have a draft version of that policy out on the street right now for review and comment. But we are looking at certain areas of our town to have 100% density bonus, which specifically, again, in our downtown near transit, near our new smart train that is in Santa Rosa. Again, where the community has already identified areas in Santa Rosa where we want to have density, where you can walk to transit, where you don't necessarily need a car. That's where it's appropriate, and that's where we're going to be looking at encouraging that type of...
the greatest capacity to handle, in other words, access, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, trying to get people out of their cars and reduce greenhouse gases and increase our economic vitality in our downtown core. All of these are key elements to a sustainable community that we need to develop. But not losing sight of the fact that we have a big part of our workforce in our community that we need to help rebuild at the same time.